Livermore residents voted for 3 at-large positions on the Livermore Area Recreation and Park District Board of Directors, a governing body that establishes policy and provides guidance and general direction for district operation. Incumbents Philip Pierpont, David First and Mariella Summers Faultings were all re-elected for 4-year terms from December 2022 to December 2026. According to the most current ballot numbers from the Alameda County Registrar of Voters Office, Pierpont leads in first place with 23.78%, First follows second with 22.16% and Summers Faultings sits at 20.56%. The 3 LARPD board veterans came out on top despite a packed race that included newcomers Ruby Maupin, 15.14%, Corey Hahn, 9.57%, and Robert Sanchez, 8.80%. Pierpont first joined the board in 2017. He is the owner of outdoor and sporting goods store Sunrise Mountain Sports in downtown Livermore and a veteran of the U.S. military. Pierpont is also a member of the Livermore Downtown, Inc. Board of Directors. Currently the longest-serving member on the board, Summers Faultings was first elected to the position in 1994. Since, she has remained an active volunteer and contributor for various Livermore recreational events. First, a retired sociology and sport psychology university professor, First became a part of the LARPD board in 2002. The Weekly spoke to First about his race experiences and reflections. My initial reaction was gratitude to the thousands of people who had faith in me and my continued ability to contribute to the park district, First said. I also was thankful that the voters respected my experience and my energy. It is very positive that other candidates showed an interest in the LARPD, and I hope they will get involved in the park district by joining the LARPD Foundation and/or becoming volunteers, he added. At the time of writing, requests for comment from Pierpont and Summers Faultings were unsuccessful. The election results are still unofficial at this time, but current tallies represent the majority of eligible ballots counted. The Registrar of Voters Office plans to release its final update and certify the election by December 8, at which time the results will be official.